Mother's Day just may be the most amazing, most important, and greatest holiday we have. Why? It's because it's all about, and it's designed to honor the most awesome person in the world, moms. Moms are great. They run the world, and I think they're fantastic. No matter what kind of mom we're talking about. Maybe you're a dad that takes on the mom role. I don't know. All I know is they're fantastic. But they're also very crafty, and they're very confusing when it comes to Mother's Day. And it's a very big mistake you can make when it comes to Mother's Day if you take them at face value. You do not want to face the wrath of mom. First of all, before I tell you why, thanks for finding the Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams. Thanks for finding the podcast, subscribing, sharing that along. It's been great, and the social media as well and all that stuff. But no matter whether you're hearing this pre-Mom's Day on Mother's Day itself, after Mother's Day, some random day in the middle of the summer, I don't know. It's very important to understand this, though. Do not make the mistake of not getting and spending on Mother's Day, despite what they tell you. I've fallen for this mistake. I've fallen into the trap, and I feel I'm uniquely qualified to speak on this. Had a mom. My wife's a mom. I'm the dad of two girls that hopefully will be moms someday, I guess. I'm sure many of you are, too. And whether you're responsible for a mom or you have one, have to take care of moms. Now, here's the tricky part. This is the trap you can't fall into. Every single year at this time, we've talked about it before on the podcast, every single year, about a week before Mother's Day, the same national survey comes out. They talk to thousands of moms. It's a big one. A bunch of different companies do it, and the answers are always consistent. This one happens to come from LendingTree. We've gone to them before. They've done a bunch of national surveys. And overwhelmingly, most moms they survey out of the thousands say, well, they don't want anybody to spend too much on Mother's Day. They really just, it's about the thought that counts, and it's about the quality time. Baloney! Don't you fall for it. It's a trap. Don't fall for this. And thankfully, most Americans anyway, the people that they surveyed on the other side of this coin, aren't falling for the trap. People are learning. In fact, this is expected to be the most expensive Mother's Day in American history, with Americans, at least, I don't know about Canadians or other people in parts of the world, spending at least, on average, $245 each on Mother's Day. In fact, get this, some people, 33% of Americans, that's a third, say they might take on debt buying Mother's Day gifts. What? Now, how do you explain this contrast? What's up with this dichotomy you have between moms saying on the surface, well, no, we really don't want anything. We just want some quality time and for you to think about us. But people responsible for taking care of moms going overboard, even being willing to go into debt to spend for moms. You know what it's called? That's called fear. That's fear. Anybody who's learned the lesson to not face the wrath of mom when it comes to this. And there's nothing wrong with that. But again, it's tricky. Another example how this is going to be an expensive Mother's Day is what Catherine Cullen, she's a spokesperson from the National Retail Federation, says.
They're not going to skimp on mom because of inflation. They really want this to feel like a special year.
As we should. Because again, let's not forget, even though we're laughing about this, moms are awesome. They deserve everything. Now, just because you're overspending, putting some skin in the game, more on that in a minute, doesn't mean that you're buying the right thing. This specifically goes to us dads, us guys, because let's face it, we're kind of dumb when it comes to buying for women. It just does. Here's the list, not from a survey. This is from personal experience. Full disclosure, the absolute worst things you can give to mom for Mother's Day. Stay away from this. Whether you're a son, a daughter, a sister, a brother, or a husband. Number one worst on the Mother's Day list. Do not buy her any cleaning products or any tools to help said cleaning project or chore. Absolutely don't do it. And I know the thought that counts. You're sitting there thinking, well, this'll cut your chores in half. I mean, well, it'll be great. No, don't think about what you're thinking. Think about what she's thinking. Do not also ever, under any circumstances, invest in or buy any weight loss plans or supplements for mom. It's not going to work. It's not going to be well received. It may be a great deal. Do not try it for obvious reasons. I don't have to explain why. sports or musical band's gear that she's not particularly into, but you thought she was. Don't even try. Don't even do it. Unless she is an absolute fanatic for that team or that band or that musical act or actor. Unless it's an absolute safe bet, don't do it. Which leads us to this. Guys, sons, daughters, anybody, do not ever try to buy clothes for mom for Mother's Day or any other reason or any other holiday for that reason. You can't win. I learned this personally. You can't do it. First of all, if you guess the size right, it's likely to change. You can't win, and there's a very high likelihood it's going to send the wrong message. And let's face it, we don't know what somebody else prefers in the clothing department anyway. Stay away from that. It's a danger zone. Now, there's another mistake we made, one that I've made personally, but I blame my own dad for this. It's an age-old question. We've tackled this topic before. You've got young kids. This is coming from the parenting side of things. And you still have to take care of mom. You understand you got to take care of mom for Mother's Day. How much are you responsible for your kids getting mom the gift? Let me tell you the story about my dad. I remember distinctively being about, I don't know, 6 or 7. I'm a clueless kid. I have no money. I don't know what to do. I know Mother's Day's coming around the corner, and I have a general sense that I got to get her something nice because that would make things much easier in the household. So I turned to my dad, who was very old school, and I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm just saying his approach was way off. And I said, Dad, what are we going to get mom for Mother's Day? And you know what he said to me? I don't know. She's not my mother. It's up to you. No. And I went forever thinking that this was true. Now, secretly, behind the scenes, he would always do something for Mother's Day. I think what he was trying to teach me, but it kind of backfired, was that, you know what? You need some responsibility. You need to figure out, no matter what it is, put some skin in the game and get something for your mother. The problem is, I took that into adulthood, and I actually believed that. When I became a parent myself and a dad, well, wait a minute. It doesn't matter how young the kids are. It's Mother's Day. I'm out on this deal. This doesn't involve me. No. Big mistake. The takeaway being, what's the rule here? If you have a mother of any kind in your life, doesn't matter what the relation is, you got to take care of her in some way, shape, or form. Now, I've thought about this for years. Why is it? Why is it on the surface? Does it sound and look like moms are saying, no, don't go crazy, don't spend, when you know damn well, you know they're saying they absolutely want you to spend something. Why so many, and this goes back to that other stat, up to 33% of Americans willing to go into debt for Mother's Day, just charge it all up, and why that is? I think it's this. I think moms generally, this is a big generalization, just want to see you put some skin in the game. Whether you're the kid, the husband, the father, whoever is in the relation to the mom, they just want to see that you are willing to, like, in a way, spill some blood for it, to put some skin in the game, to actually put some risk in the game for them to show what you mean above and beyond something that's easy, especially this year when, listen, inflation is nuts and these are pretty tough economic times. That's a lot easier said than done. I totally get that, especially when, you know, I'm taking my own advice here, and with little kids, you want to have them put some skin in the game too. I mean, you got to let them develop, make some mistakes sometime. They have to be their own individuals. It's a great lesson, actually. Mother's Day, holidays, for them to actually save up. And kids will shock you how they can come up with money. I mean, the lemonade stand example being a perfect one. Doing something, saving up in their pennies in the bank account to spend and put their own skin in the game on something. But how do you do that, right? You don't want them to spend too much. What's affordable? Okay. Remember that survey we listed about moms don't wanting expensive things and they just want, you know, gifts that are full of thought? Well, here's some of the things they listed. Some of them okay, some of them not. Here's the first thing they listed. And again, a lot of this I don't believe. Homemade gifts. About that one. You know what the first thing I think of is? You remember making this as a kid, like in kindergarten or something, or later? The macaroni picture frame. And then you store it somewhere in a box and all you have at the end of the day or the years later is a bunch of broken up pieces of macaroni in the bottom of a box. My wife, not big on that because they have to wind up cleaning up the mess later. Personalized gifts, always a good idea. Now that's pretty good. You can do that. Buy something that's relatively cheap, but personalize it. Chocolate, fruit arrangements, other edible gifts. Yeah, be careful with what the edible gifts are, but chocolates, like a box of chocolate. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good thing for a kid to get, right? Anyway, right? Plants. This came up now and is a big suggestion this year for Mother's Day. To get mom, instead of going crazy, spending on a plant. I tried this once with my wife from my kids. You know what her reaction was? Oh, great. Another thing I have to take care of. And this one sums up perfectly what I'm talking about here. Now, here's a list that the National Survey of Moms came up with of things that you can do, but don't go crazy. Getaways and vacations. Oh, okay. So much for not spending and going crazy. That's what I mean. They say on the surface they don't want you to spend much. I think they kind of want you to, though. Just make sure you do something for mom because she's awesome. We love you, mom. Thanks for all you do, no matter what your situation is. And thank you for finding the Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams. Thanks for finding the podcast. Sharing that along, please press subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And finding us on the socials, too, on Facebook and Instagram. And always reach out to me there, too, for some future ideas. With all that said, happy Mother's Day. We'll talk to you soon.